Welcome to the conference call.
Your passcode has been confirmed. If you need technical assistance during your call, press star zero.
After the tone, please state your name, followed by the pound sign.
Patrick Ledford.
There are 10
parties in conference, including you.
Take it, man.
Beautiful part of the country.
Really is, yeah.
Is that you, Patrick?
Yes, it is, Kate.
Thanks for joining us. I'm not sure who else we're waiting for. I guess maybe Sue could be on this call, yeah. Okay. And Bruce is calling in too, so I think we're just about there.
This is Patrick.
Hi, it's me and my father.
Yeah.
Are you ready for another call with the board?
Oh, yeah. I've got them on hold.
Oh, okay. You've already called
them? Yeah, I've called
them. Okay, so you ready to make a recommendation?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What are you going to recommend?
Yeah, right. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. A couple things. And this is very, very preliminary. It looks like the debt, regardless of the maturity, the senior debt is trading like 30 to 40 cents on the dollar, but none is actually traded. That just
for the market. 40 cents on the dollar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. However, the preliminary valuations being done on the street, it looks like what they're suggesting for the senior unsecured debt, 60 to 80 cents on the dollar will be recovered.
And where are you getting this from?
This is just information from, again, the dealer community. But again, it's a moving target.
So what are you going to say? What are you going to recommend? We price that?
At somewhere between 60 and 80 cents on the dollar. I just got the phone with Lynn Tonello and Pat Farrell. We went through the calculations, mm-hmm. and primary, before we would break the buck, we could take a hit of $300 million, which I think is what we kind of expected,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Bent.
It doesn't make any sense for us to price between 60 and 80 cents. All you're doing is looking at the market, so we're not going to do that. The market is too thinly traded.
Bruce, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
So we're not going to say that.
All right.
Dad,
okay.
What are we going to say?
Right. Fair value pricing, there's not a valid market out there.
And we're going to do it at par until we get more information.
I agree with that.
Okay, all right, great.
Completely.
All right. Dad, I have to go to the bathroom, so you're going to call in, and I'll call in a couple of minutes, okay?
And I'm calling into that...
Correct.
Okay,
thanks. Hey, everyone. Mr. Ben's calling in right now, as Bruce is, too.
Hey, I'm on a conference call with the Board of Trustees.
Oh, sorry, dude.
No, that's all right.
I'll let you go. We were supposed to get together at 10. Just want to find out if you still want to do it,
yeah.
Check in.
Yeah, I'll come down.
You want to come up? It's up to your call.
You know, pretty
Probably not a good idea, John, right
gotcha,
now.
Gotcha.
If that's okay.
Follow your lead.
I'm going to call you as soon as I get off the conference call with the trustees.
Gotcha, great.
Thanks, John.
We're at 8, by the way.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, we've got 11 parties in conference. All right. I will take it from Bruce Bentz. Okay, next. Do it alphabetically with board members. How's that?
Santa Albicoco.
Von Arpinian.
Bill Montgomery.
Frank Stalzer.
Bill Vicklin.
Ed Ellett's not there?
No,
that
we haven't been able to find him.
Haven't been able to find him. Okay. Who else?
Kay Crowley and Christina Massaro.
Patrick Ledford.
Sean McKee.
Joel and Rose.
And this okay.
And Stewart.
It's Stewart?
Stewart.
Bruce is here.
Bruce is there. Okay. Go ahead, Bruce. You run the meeting.
I'm running the meeting.
Okay, I'll anywhere. I'll go give Patrick Ledger, I guess.
You got more. You got more. No, you run the meeting. I got more. You got more sleep than I did last night.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. last night I was sleeping on the plane from New York to Rome. That's where I got. It's a very momentous day to celebrate your 50th anniversary. Let me tell you. Yeah, thanks a lot. I said to my wife, "This is supposed to be a memorable trip," and she responded, "Well, it certainly will be." Right. Okay, discussions with Patrick and Patrick's discussions with the marketplace, there's no valid market. The bids are being thrown out there anywhere from 45 to 80. Is that correct, Patrick?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so our recommendation at the moment is we keep the thing on a fair value and say it's going to be par. We will move it as we get some sort of substance out of the marketplace. You know, at this point, if I take myself and put myself on the other side of the desk, I'd be offering the same thing. So, and I'm sure that those are indications there's no firm bids. Is that right, Patrick?
That's correct. There is no actual trades being done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, it's very, very preliminary. People are still trying to go through the numbers. And so I suspect in the next 24 to 48 hours, market will be more fluid.
Okay. Any of our counsel want to make comments?
Just a question for me. I didn't get
this. Closer to the microphone, please.
You have both commercial paper and medium-term notes, I think. So are you, your recommendation is to value both of them at par?
Yeah.
All unsecured.
Yeah, they're senior debt, senior unsecured debt, both the medium-term note and the CP.
I guess I'm a little confused. If we agree to this, does that mean we're saying that we're going to send a letter to saying we've got, you know, $866 million worth of stuff in our portfolio, and that we're going to hold on to it, and we're going to carry it from a fair value accounting point of view at par? Is that going to be? Is that what we're going to do? Because that seems to me as though, I understand that the market is in turmoil, but if depending on what position other people take, if they get letters from other people saying that they're carrying it anywhere from 40 to 90, and we come in at par, aren't we going to, besides looking like an outlier, look like we're being a little bit? I mean,
well, right now there's.
I think that this stuff is worth par.
Well, right now there's no trades out there. There's no transactions. So, so that's why we're saying we should value it at par. But we have to look at this on a daily basis. So, anything we provide to the SEC, correct me if I'm wrong, Rose or Joel, but will be subject to us maintaining this daily process of looking at the valuation to see if it needs to be adjusted.
Let me pursue Bill's comment and the thought process thereof. If we price this thing at 80, what are the ramifications? The ramifications
As far as liquidation of shares, really nothing, because it's less than 20% of the, less than a half of 1%.
Oh, you got that, right? Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Correct? Okay. To the extent that the yield plus amounts to more than a half of 1%, well, that's really not party to this conversation, but anyhow, since they're here, we can put, we being RMCI, can put in a supplemental letter on that. Sean, you have any thoughts on that?
No, obviously, to the extent that you ever got to a point where you thought the value was less, you're free to, or even before, you're free to put in capital support agreements all you want.
I'm up here.
Right.
I'm on a conference call.
Okay. But we're only talking about the primary fund. That's the only 287 fund we have.
Okay, fine. So let's assume we put the thing in at 80. From what are the ramifications? The positive ramifications are that we get down in the herd as opposed to being par. Par, yeah, maybe somebody will price it at par. I'm sure there are a number of price it at 90. If we price it at 80, we're probably well into the safe area, let's call it. Unobtrusive. I'm not sure that anybody involved in this at the moment is unobtrusive, but probably we get down below our heads sitting above the parapet. Sean, you want to comment on that?
No, I think, you know, in terms of what you're looking at, you just need to come up with what you believe the value is.
I think the value is we're going to get out at par, but at the moment, you don't have a liquid marketplace. I mean, you have no market.
This is Stuart. Can I just give you my view is that, I mean, the board has an obligation to try to come up with a price that, you know, represents the value at which something could be sold on any particular day. Now, obviously, that's difficult since you can't sell anything today, but I don't think under these scenarios you can just completely disregard bids that you get from dealers on the theory that it's, a disorganized market and that nobody really knows what the values are.
Stuart, I don't even think they've gotten bids, though.
But we haven't.
But you've gotten something. And I think, you know, under these circumstances, I don't think you can disregard whatever the somethings are that you've gotten. And I think you're a little too aggressive to value a car, but I don't think you have to take the bargain basement indications of interest that are clearly, you know, just looking to exploit the situation as the value. But
Stuart, can I ask a question? It's Ron. You mentioned the board has to. I mean,
well,
is it the board's responsibility to set a price? I mean,
go ahead.
I thought that we're supposed to weigh the recommendation, and my correction on this, I thought our job was to weigh the recommendation of management and assess whether we think that's reasonable.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're saying anything different. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the ultimate responsibility of the board to determine fair value, and the question is, how do you arrive at that judgment? I mean, you're not obviously not credit experts. You can't go out and independently determine values without, you know, recommendations of management. But you are getting information from management, and then you have to make your own best business judgment as to what you think an appropriate value is under these circumstances.
So you're saying that if Bruce makes the recommendation that at par, and we are supposed to overrule him?
Well, I think you're supposed to decide whether you think that's a reasonable number under these circumstances. I'm not sure where Bruce is coming out on this. I think you also have to consider Bill's point, which is that, you know, you're going to be closely scrutinized here by the SEC, and I think, you know, they're going to say to you, given everything that's transpiring, how could you possibly not at least mark this down somewhat?
I mean, it just seems to me that you've got, in effect, if I can maybe draw on a poor analogy, but, you know, in the old days, you know, if you looked at something where there was no quote-unquote ready market, you sat down and you figured out a way to discount it from an accounting standpoint to market to a fair value. If you had no ready market for it, if you had no trading taking place in the security, you would never have carried it apart. I mean, you just absolutely would not have carried it apart. With that said, you know, pinning a number on it is like throwing you know, it's like throwing a dart on the wall and seeing where it comes. So there's no right answer or wrong answer. But I think, you know, carrying a non-marketable security where there's nobody making a market and no bids at par is definitely the wrong answer. If Bruce says 80, I couldn't argue with that. If he said 90, I probably couldn't argue with that either. I would, from my own standpoint, considering what we're in the middle of, which is something that is just totally uncharted territory, I would, you know, want to be more conservative than not. But I clearly think that for us as a board, if management truly wanted to represent the position at worst par, I don't think anybody could really think that this thing is worst par.
Well, this is Bill Vicklin. As I understood when we first talked, that we have no obligation to go to the SEC unless we think it's less than par. Am I incorrect on that?
You're not correct.
I'm not correct. Okay.
Sorry. Rose, can you pick up the phone? It's hard to hear you. Thanks.
Rose?
Just looking for the receiver, I think.
Oh.
I think what Rose said earlier, Bill, was that we had to make a filing with the SEC today telling them that we had to...
Yeah, because of the announcement.
Oh, we had... Okay, we have to...
Because it's an event of insolvency.
All right.
And because the security represents more than one half of 1% of the entire portfolio, we have to go to the SEC.
Okay.
Regardless, and then we need to tell them what action the board has decided to take.
Okay.
So Bruce, with all of that said, are you prepared to make a recommendation?
Yeah. I think all things considered, if we go 80, we're okay. I think it's ultra conservative, but all things considered, that's probably a good course of action at this point.
One thing I will say, this is Sean, just so you know, because Stuart was talking about kind of the information, not ignoring the information, that's absolutely right. You consider things and you kind of weigh what you've heard and the recommendations. One thing to also just remember that you can consider within the GAAP framework is obviously you're a participant in the institutional money marketplace, so you can also look at, you know, what you would buy or sell for, as well as just another piece of information to help support any positions you take.
I don't understand what I kind of missed that. Sure.
So if you were saying, well, boy, you know, we're a participant in this marketplace, and we'd buy at 80, well, that supports, you know, you don't have any firm bids, it's not trading, but, you know, you would buy at 80, then that supports 80. It's just another piece of data that you can factor.
Okay, I'd buy at 80, but I wouldn't sell at 80.
Okay,
right.
That's I think that's pretty much in line, sort of with where Sean is. You wouldn't, just so that we have a record and we take this to a logical conclusion, you wouldn't buy it at par, right?
No.
Okay. So that sounds to me like that's one more piece of documenting. You know, Bruce basically came to us and Patrick has scoured the market and tells us there's no market for the paper right now. We've got indications, but no bids, no offers, but we've got indications that run anywhere from 40 to 90. We would buy it at 80. We wouldn't sell it at 80, but we would buy it at 80, and we wouldn't buy it at par. And the recommendation of management